Our next mother, Dame Edna Everidge, is actually a mother. But the greater question is whether she actually exists.
People have their doubts about that, especially because she always appears in the vicinity of Australian comedian Barry Humphries.
Dame Edna was in fine form when she appeared on our show in January of 2015 and was open about her mothering techniques.
Lovely. And Peter.
Yes, Dame Edna.
It's beautiful to talk to you and to the viewers. And you know, I call them viewers.
You do.
Because a lot of people, especially confused people, watch the radio.
They do. It's wise. Sometimes it moves, in my experience.
My mother watches it in the hope that someone will pop out of it.
You are, I think, where shall we begin? You are certainly Australia's most famous citizen. Is that
well,
correct?
I am, and I'm a very close friend of the Queen.
Yes.
And she doesn't really make a move without me.
I have a
lovely little apartment in Buckingham Palace.
Do you?
I've got a key. And she's given me my own shelf in the refrigerator.
That's very sweet of her. Well, we understand, though, that you do have you children, though. You're a mother.
Oh, I've got three children. I lost one.
Oh.
It was abducted by a rogue koala bear, a feral koala bear.
That's terrible, but somewhat adorable.
But it was, well, I mean, I'm looking, every time I pass a eucalyptus tree, I look up and...
Hello, Dame Edna. What is your parenting style? Do you consider yourself, as we've been saying of late here in America, a tiger mom? Did you demand a lot from your children?
No, I don't. I've decided the secret of parenting is benevolent neglect. It is, and I put my family last.
Really?
Because if you don't, if you put them first, they never thank you. You'll never get a word of thanks from them.
Right.
You've got to do what Peter has got to do.
True.
And you have done wonders, and you've made those lovely films, The Dirty Dancing and Havana Nights.
That's Dame Edna.
Who told her about the internet?
However did you find out about me?
Because, look, darling, I followed your career for many, many years.
I'm flattered and honored.
And you are very, very bright and interesting.
Well, thank you, Dame Edna.
And really, you don't need to do this show.
What?
There are bigger things to do.
Well, Dame Edna, we are so, I think, honored is the only word to talk to you.
No,
we have asked.
You don't have to overdo it, Peter. I know you too well.
Oh, you're right.
I don't hear a single note of sincerity.
All right, Dame Edna, we're moderately happy to talk to you. We have asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling.
I've heard about
this. Oh, yes. This time we're calling the game
I Won't Be Back.
Now, you're on your farewell tour, one of just a few, and we have no doubt that this time you mean it sincerely, but other people are not so honest about their farewells. We're going to ask you three questions about other farewell tours taken from an article we found on RollingStone.com. And if you get two questions right, you'll win a prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Dame Edna Everidge playing for?
Kate Ree of Berlin, Germany.
So there you are.
Good heavens!
I know, Germany, no less. Here's your first question, Dame Edna. The heavy metal band Judas Priest, perhaps you know of them.
You've lost me already.
I know. They're a musical group of some kind. They did their farewell tour in 2011, and then they toured again 2 years later. When asked why they came back after going away, guitarist Glenn Tipton of the band said which of these? Did he say, A, quote, "You try living at home with my wife"? B, quote, "I realized no one threw their underwear at me when I was retired." Or C, quote, we lied.
C.
You are correct, Dame Edna. We lied.
I said C.
Yes, very good choice.
I said C because you wouldn't expect a very witty reply from a heavy metal band.
That's true. Next question, Dame Edna. When the band Nine Inch Nails announced their farewell tour in 2009, band leader Trent Reznor explained their decision to quit. How? Again, three quotes. Was it A, quote, basically, I came around to agree with all the parents. It is just noise. B, quote, I realized it was time to quit when I couldn't fit into the pants anymore. Or C, quote, I'd never want to be Gene Simmons, an old man who puts on makeup to entertain kids like a clown going to work, unquote.
I think it's C again.
You are right,
wow.
Dame Edna. I was going to explain who Gene Simmons was. He, of course, is the leader of the band Kiss, but I presumably you know that.
Well, someone knows it.
Now, we have one last question for you. Let's see if you can be as perfect in this as you are in so many things. Elton John, who is, of course, still performing, first announced that he would stop touring as a musician back in 1977. He later said that that decision was due to what? A, he was distraught after his single, No, Wait, This Is Your Song, failed to sell. B, he was taking a lot of drugs. Or C, he didn't want to be like Gene Simmons.
Number one
was he was distraught after his single, No, Wait, This Is Your Song, failed to catch on with the public.
That is my choice.
Oh, I wish it were true. Sadly, it was B. He said that he quit only because he was taking a lot of drugs and used to have hallucinations.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I know, but he regretted the decision and, of course, has been performing.
Well, that's
ever
not
since.
My reason. I'm telling you that.
No, no. Well, what is your reason? Why are you giving up the glory of the Footlights?
Do you know, you're beginning to talk me into doing another farewell tour.
Bill, how did Dame Edna do on our quiz?
Well, she did so well, I think you should rethink your farewell tour, Dame Edna.
Oh, no, I can't at the moment. But the fact of the matter is that whenever someone says, you know this well, Peter.
Yes.
When they say, we're very excited about your show, you know it's finished.
I know. I always say the entertainment industry was founded when it was discovered that enthusiasm was free.
You see, you have a talent far too rich for national
I can only agree. Dame Edna, thank you so much. Good luck. We look forward to talking to you again.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Ann and John Herman, supporting City Year, whose diverse teams of AmeriCorps members dedicate a year of full-time service in high-need urban schools to help students succeed. CityYear.org. The SCAN Foundation, working to advance a coordinated system of high-quality services for older adults that preserve dignity and independence. More information is available at thescanfoundation.org. Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl. With flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide, more at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD, and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people from diverse backgrounds and ensure that they reach their fullest potential. More information is available at WTGrantFoundation.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is I Wish I Had, Jesse's B-Tend. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to John Zajac and Les Dolarczyk at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Waltrover and Miles Dernboss. Our technical direction is from Lorna White. Our CFO is Andy N. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Thanks to all of our panelists, our listener contestants, and of course, our scorekeeper emeritus, Carl Castle. I am Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week with an all-new version of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This is NPR.